5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey friends, Mort Burke here. Just piping in to keep you updated on a couple of rebrand related things. First of all, we have a Patreon. It's so great. We're going to play Jackbox, me and Danny, I think, this weekend with some people on the Discord who are great. I know my man, Ninth Grade Taco, is going to be there, Octavia, just some of the Discord superstars. Just Kate, hopefully, will show up, that whole gang. So yeah, if you want to hang out with us, it's $5 a month to join the Patreon. You immediately get access to the Discord, which is really cool. You get unedited episodes, you get ad-free episodes, you get video episodes, even before the podcast is released sometimes. Stuff like that. So just $5 a month. Go ahead and join if you want to support the show. And I, Mort Burke, have a comedy special coming out on the 22nd of February called There's Beauty in It All. I really love it. I think it's really beautiful, really thoughtful, really super funny. I'm really proud of it. I'm releasing it independently, which allowed me to keep it the way I like it. I think it's cinematic and cool, and I've never seen a comedy special like it. So I'm really excited to put it out and see what people think. I'm going to post it on the Rebrand YouTube page. So if you just YouTube Mort Burke, There's Beauty in It All, on the 22nd, you'll be able to see it. And I have a book I'm releasing on Substack. I'm releasing weekly chapters. It's a psychedelic road trip story about an alcoholic and a skateboarder. It's also really lovely. I think I'm really proud of it. So if you just look up Morton Edmund Burke on Substack, you'll find it there. Thanks so much, you guys. Enjoy this episode. It's filthy.
Everyone stop emailing me.
Everybody stop emailing her. Too many emails.
I got too many emails.
How many emails, Ashley?
Actually, not that many. Probably like 5, but that's too much for me today because I'm overwhelmed.
5 feels overwhelming. Stop emailing her.
Welcome to Rebrand.
Go ahead and email me instead. I don't have enough emails.
A comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands. Whether they be snack food, celebrities, or institutions, I'm Ashley Birch.
I am Mort Burke.
Are you going to keep all that stuff about the emails?
I think so. I don't know if it's editable at this point. I really shoehorned it in there.
Yeah, my goal is to make this podcast as hard for you to edit as possible.
Yeah, well, or it just comes out wholly unedited, which is also its own kind of fun. You get a window into our wacky world.
Our wacky psyches.
Which is where we have this fun bit, which you just heard, which is, what if we took something very sort of minute and immaterial and turned it into a dance hit?
Everybody stop emailing me.
Look at my cat, she's really goofy.
That's mostly what we sing about.
Yeah, shit like that.
Okay, so it's Tuesday.
Okay, so it's Tuesday. Good projection, honey.
Yeah, that's the kind of mood I'm in. I'm screaming everything.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so it's Tuesday. And
it's Tuesday.
We are approaching everyone's, I would say, the most ambivalent holiday. Maybe Labor Day or something is people are more ambivalent about.
Sure.
But I just feel like we're approaching Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I don't think anybody loves it. Also,
I don't know. I mean,
real
I guess
quick,
some people...
Sad note, who do you think this character is? You know who I think? I think it's Waluigi's press agent. 10 minutes of silence. Okay, let's move on.
No, I was... Well... I was just trying to, you know, segue and introduce our topic.
We're trying to get you some good auditions, Waluigi, but people aren't loving the headshot.
And every time I do, you're coming in with that bit. So I just, you know, it's been a long day, so I was a little thrown off. But okay, let me hold on.
We got a new script in from the Duplass brothers that we feel like has a part that could be right for you.
Ah.
There he is.
I hated the Duplass brothers.
Oh, he, of course he does, because he's evil.
They're hacks.
Yeah, well, look, hey, well, what'd you think about shaking the mustache?
Fuck you. My mustache is the best part of my head.
That's what we love about you, your independent spirit.
Honey, I'm worried that no one is going to be able to understand to what hear you're that? Saying.
My favorite characters are illegible. Just fucking indecipherable babble. But you can tell it sounded weird, right? That's what I'm looking for. I bet there's going to be one person listening who's like, that sounds exactly like my uncle, and I can't believe he nailed it so hard. And everybody else is going to be like, I can't understand.
I can't understand. Not a word.
All right, so back to our ambivalent holiday.
So we're approaching a holiday, which, I mean, I guess people have strong feelings about. I forget it happens every year because right. I'm a true romantic, but we're approaching Valentine's Day.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, single people sure as hell don't like it. And people in couples, like, maybe it's a good excuse to do something romantic, but I think for the most part, it's just kind of pressure.
It's pressure, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why, topically, we thought that we would rebrand this week. St. Patrick's Day. Just kidding. Valentine's Day. So the vibe of Valentine's Day right now is either loneliness.
Yes. Full on resentment from single people, which I understand because like, hey, look, it already feels not look, plenty of people love being single. But if you're single and you don't want to be single, it already feels shitty. You don't need Valentine's Day in your face reminding you that you're not in love currently.
It's like if we had a holiday that was like, I love having two legs day.
Yes.
And then all the people that don't have two legs are like, well, fuck me then.
Yeah, well, how about we call it I Can Walk Day? They're like, no, worse.
But the other side of it, as you said, is if you are in a couple,
mm-hmm.
it can feel very pressurized.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to show up and show out.
Mm-hmm.
Got to bring the goods, make the resies.
Yep.
Put out the rose petals,
yeah.
et cetera.
I insist that Ashley decorate our home sort of like a Christmas decoration home, but with way more hearts and pictures and sculptures that resemble me.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Marble busts.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then kind of big.
And his likeness.
You know, there's like big inflatable Santas and stuff. I like those.
Big inflatable Morts.
Yeah, but they're me. Yeah, just kind of waving around.
I actually would like that.
That would be kind of fun.
That'd be kind of cute.
Or any of it, if we got an Ashley one too, that'd be pretty good, actually.
No, just Morts.
You think so?
Yeah, just Morts.
That's fine.
I wonder, what is the origin of Valentine's Day?
What about
it? It's named after a saint or something, isn't it?
Yeah, Saint Valentine, the patron saint of serial dating, I believe. And situationships. Am I right, everyone? I that's kind of a fun word I made up.
And ghosting.
Yeah, the patron saint of ghosting. Yeah.
You love saying that you made up things that you did not make up.
I did make up the word situationship, though, and I think it's really fun and clever, and I think it's going to be fun.
This is your favorite joke.
People pick up on it.
It originated, Valentine's Day originated as a Christian feast day honoring a martyr named Valentine. And through later folk traditions, it has become a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance and love in many regions.
These Christians love to eat. They're having feast holidays.
They love eating and they love martyrs. Ooh, yeah, they love a martyr.
Yep, they really do. Yep, sacrifice yourself, they say.
Interesting. Okay, so, St. Valentine performed weddings for Christian soldiers who were forbidden to marry by the Roman emperor.
Huh.
So forbidden love.
I wonder why they were forbidden to marry.
Secret love.
Beautiful, huh?
That's who they were.
I wonder why they were forbidden.
Too sexual. That's why people don't love Waluigi, his sexual intensity.
Ah, I have sexual intensity.
And his rail thin legs.
I think it's maybe because they were Christian, and wasn't the Roman Emperor Catholic, probably?
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of bullshit like that.
Yeah, which is so hilarious. That's so funny.
I mean, I could not tell you the difference.
No, well, Catholics are Christians. That's a hilarious, but that's just because like white people love hating other people. And sometimes that means other white people.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Look, you take what you can get.
Mm-hmm.
If the Christians are the closest thing around.
Yeah.
So okay.
I think we should start with the gifts. Cause to me, that's a very identifiable.
The gifts.
I accidentally turned it a while we just
I think
press
you're,
agent.
That, I don't think it's, I think, yeah, I think it's taken over your subconscious.
I'm just morphing into that character.
Yeah. You're just that guy. I know.
But so the standard where we're at, this is what we're talking about, right? It's like a heart shaped box of chocolates.
Yep.
Bear with a balloon.
Yep.
Flowers.
Yep.
Right. And you're like, yeah,
fancy dinner.
Fancy dinner's nice. I feel like that doesn't necessarily...
Candlelights.
That doesn't need a rebrand, I feel like, if you're into it. If that's what you're into, go for it.
Oh, you know, actually, I have a... I feel like this podcast is just for my earlier friends at this point. They're the ones that listen to it. I reference them constantly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
But one of my aerial friends...
It's good we know our demographic.
That's our demo. We should just be talking about footlocks.
Mm.
S-wraps. Mm. Wheel downs. I'm just naming aerial shapes.
I'm imagining they're all just like spinning insanely in the air while they listen. They're trying not to laugh at my Waluigi's press agent impression.
So they could understand perfectly.
Because they'll be badly injured.
Yeah, they'll be very injured. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you think that they're listening to the podcast as they're doing aerial?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh,
that's the only way I can imagine them.
Right, yeah, they're never not
doing aerial.
And
it's always some really difficult move, the one where you're like spinning really fast and falling, and you're like, oh, that person's going to break their neck, but then they're fine.
Yeah, when I'm not observing them, they don't exist. They only exist when I am in aerial class with them watching them do aerial.
A beautiful, graceful, powerful routine.
One of my aerial friends, she and her husband... get a fast food of their choice and eat it over candlelight.
That's really fun.
Which is a great Valentine's Day tradition.
That's so good. Did they have they gone through some of the ones? Like, have they told you? Was it like, I remember when we had Whoppers in 2016?
Yeah, I think like last year they did McDonald's. This year they'll do something else probably.
Because I feel like at some point you're going to have to kind of branch out too. You're going to have to go to the rallies in Glendale or whatever.
Well, that's if you don't mind doing repeats. They might not mind doing repeats.
I was just assuming they would not repeat, but yeah.
I know, sure. We're always looking for novelty, honey, you and I.
Yeah, we like the adventure for
we
our
like the
romantic.
Adventure.
Yeah, absolutely.
We drive all the way to Arizona for Sonic.
Yep. So there's a hot little rebrand for you. Just get yourself something affordable, or even like some like sushi from Trader Joe's in plastic. You know what I mean? Because that's like relatively affordable, right?
That sounded really unappealing, I have to say.
Yeah, yeah, no, well, it shouldn't be done, but somehow it's like, well, you get it and it's fine, right?
Not from Trader Joe's.
Where do you get it from?
I get it from Whole Foods.
Oh, okay, I can. Those are indistinguishable to me. I can't tell the difference.
I
know that Trader Joe's...
I have shame
Joe's,
around going to Whole Foods.
I know that Trader Joe's is weirdly invested in race. That's what I know.
But what do you mean?
Their products, Trader Jose, the Asian Trader Joe one called like...
There's an Asian Trader Joe one?
Remember that? Yeah, they changed all their stuff to like, they probably don't do it anymore, but it was like, it was trying to be cute, but it was also like, we don't need you to do this, Trader Joe.
Asian
Trader
Joe.
This is perhaps in a pre-manosphere.
No, I remember Trader Jose.
Right, and there's a couple other ones, I think.
Okay, I don't think they do that anymore.
Other than that,
for the Asian stuff.
I can't tell the difference between Trader Joe's and Whole Foods. Although I do like to scream more like whole paycheck in the face of every single cashier.
More like whole
paycheck! And they're like, please, I don't get paid very much for this job. Please. Relax.
Yeah, I want to branch out with these different, you know, staples. I want to branch out from these standard Valentine's Day gifts.
Well, and my thing about gifts, I'm very specific, so I think you should always, I like a Christmas list like you get from children, where you're like, I want the N64 with this color controller, and I want this specific game, and it's not the second one, it's the first one, because that's the stuff that you really like, I feel like.
I want a box shaped like a perfect recreation of your spouse's genitalia.
Okay.
And then inside of the box...
Uh-huh. Are we now aroused or standard? I call it standard when it's not aroused.
Dealer's choice.
Oh, okay, nice.
I think getting a flaccid penis would be pretty funny.
Leave it up to the house. Yeah, I like. Yeah, that's funny.
I guess the lady, the female assigned birth organs would be
the lady trash, as we call it.
The lady trash.
I don't know.
Would be slightly more engorged.
Yeah, a little moist.
Danny loves this conversation. And then inside.
Inside the box.
Inside the box are the aphrodisiacs of your choice.
Okay.
You could do natural ones.
Mm.
Like there are natural foods that are aphrodisiacs, I believe. Or
Such
you could
as,
just.
Let's say like a plum or a strawberry. I think there are traditional Valentine's Day foods that are rumored to be aphrodisiacs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or they all got little pee-pee enhancement pills in there.
Yeah, a little like from a gas station that say like goat weed pills and then also like Viagra and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun.
I think that's great. I think it's also funny to take something that is going to give you an erection and have to do a bunch of other stuff before you have sex. You know what I mean? So you're like, you have to cook with it and stuff. And then you have to like, probably not grocery shop, but stuff around the house. You're like, I got to get a bunch of stuff done, but this is going to last for like 4 hours.
I got to pull the laundry.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just kind of annoying. You know, I think that's fun.
Yeah, that's fun. And then instead of the teddy bear, mm-hmm. I think it should be a stuffy recreation of your partner's genitalia. Standard or aroused.
Okay, great.
And then instead of...
Made of what? Like teddy bear plush?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Got it. I see. Yeah, yeah.
Little
face on it?
Yeah, a little face on it.
What? Where's the face?
On the head of the penis or on the lips of the vagina.
It very quickly became quite harrowing. I thought it was like
cute little eyes.
Like googly eyes?
Not googly, like little guys, little black eyes.
I think googly is cuter than little black
eyes. No. Like
a puppet's little black eyes or something?
Yeah.
And then a mouth. I feel like that's more appealing on the vagina.
On the penis.
No. Way worse on the penis.
No, because the penis has a head that you can put that stuff. I don't know where I'm putting that stuff.
Yeah,
on
but that head doesn't need a human face.
Just
on
like
it.
No, it's not a human face.
What
like
doesn't need any face on it?
It's like an emoji. It's like a
yeah,
little
and emojis
face.
Are fine everywhere except for the head of a penis.
No, it's a friendly little penis.
You say this, but I think if I put it in front of you, you would immediately.
No, agree. I can picture it very easily.
Really?
Yes. I'll draw it for you.
Two little dot eyes.
Hold on, I'll draw it for you.
All right, get to drawing, honey. This is a rebrand first, a rebrand exclusive. Ashley draws a penis with a Muppet's face on it.
Hold on. You're going to see my vision.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And no matter what this is, the internet's going to have a field day.
Hold on. I got to get a pen here. I can't find a damn pen. Okay, all right.
All right.
Okay,
so she's going to model this for us. This is so very specific because I was going to say, like, what about a big ass vibrator for your wife or something? I mean, you know what I mean? Like stuff they can use. Or I had another thought too, since we're trying to keep it sexual, which is like.
Here we go.
All right, it's pretty cute.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, you're right.
He's pretty cute.
For some reason, I was I was imagining the penis like more photorealistic.
Oh no! Yeah, it's a cartoony penis.
You always had a little, fun
and then
hat.
You can give him a little hat or something.
Yeah,
you know, you can give him a little accessories. Give him a little bow tie. There that's we go. Fun. Here we are.
Yeah,
look how happy he is.
Like a little action figure. Yeah, you know what? Yeah. It looks like he's doing a bell kick with his balls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it looks like he's heel kicking.
Yeah, he's having a great day. He's so happy that you're his partner on this Valentine's Day.
That's great, actually.
See? I thought I could win you over.
You
with
were
this
totally
one.
Wow, honey, you were right. And that's because of your artistic ability, I think.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, when I try to imagine where to put the eyes and stuff on the vulva, I have difficulty, but I could really picture it with the penis.
So I have this other thing, which is like, I think you should buy each other the kind of intimate wear that you want them to wear. And I think it'd be okay. There's an MC Hammer meme where he's wearing these these leopard print Speedos.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing what Bad Bunny did on the Super Bowl, which they're calling dwerking, which is dick twerking.
Uh-huh.
And it's this very like hilariously presenty male thong.
Uh-huh.
I think that'd be funny if you got that for me.
A male thong?
A leopard print male thong, because it seems so out of character for me.
Yes.
And I've never worn a thong in my life. You know what I mean? I consider myself to be sort of like the opposite of a male stripper in a way, you know?
It never occurred to me that you've never had the experience
kind of bookish,
of wearing
kind
of
clever, you know?
You keep interrupting me!
It's never occurred to me that, that you've never worn a thong before.
Yeah, yeah. I believe it's on the video for the song Pumps and the Bump. Producer Danny, would you mind looking that up? See if you can find it.
He may have just Pumps gone on by, the Bumps.
I think, yeah, he may have just gone by Hammer at that point, but I believe there should be a memeified gif of this, of him doing this dorking.
So you've never had the experience of an impossibly thin strip of fabric inserting itself between your butt cheeks like a piece of floss.
No. And I think that I think it's because, and this obviously isn't universal, there's plenty of people who disagree, but a thong on a man, to me, bummer.
Why?
Bummer look, because I don't like male butts really. They're like, they go in on the side.
Someone hasn't watched Heated Rivalry.
Right. No, I have. You think the butts, I'm sure. Look, the butts are looking great on there. Are you saying the male thongs?
Well, no, this one guy has a crazy butt. I feel like you would be hard-pressed to not like the butt.
Is it a more sort of classically feminine butt?
It's like two circles.
Right, that's true.
It's two perfect circles.
Yes, not to and just sort of your standard male butt. I'm not really, like my own butt, I just am. I mean, and look, hey, I skateboarded for a long time. I got a pretty great butt as far as male butts go, but I think.
But why do we think that the male butt is any different than the lady butt?
They're generally a
or the non-binary butt.
Well, no, it's true. And I don't mean, you know, you're backing me in a corner here, honey. I didn't mean to genderfy all this, but I'm just saying in general, I don't like, oh, this is going to be so, okay. Hammer's
that's what you
really
mean.
Fire.
I don't see any thongs here.
No, maybe it's not.
Damn, this is cool choreography though.
Yeah, it is cool.
I'm gonna have to cut all of this.
Yeah, I like, we're watching the pumps and the bump. Nah, he's like in a backyard. It's like a pool scene. He's kind of freaking on this one lady who I think is wearing like a white bathing suit. But what's really notable about it is that he's working.
Honey, I didn't really finish my quick rebranding of all the staples of the different Valentine's Day gifts.
By all means.
It's a bouquet of flowers. But the flowers have been arranged into the shape of your partner's genitalia.
And in that, like, this blossom of a rose here is the balls.
Yes.
This dandelion is the clitoris, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, yeah. No, sort of, yeah, I love that, flower sculpture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. Yeah. One thing I will say about the penis that you drew is that there is, and this is not, I'm not trying to critique your work. But there's, and I think this is good. There's a lack of specificity to it. There's a broad universal appeal. It's not like a photo, you know, except for the hat, that's not exactly what my penis looks like. Producer Danny, no luck on this,
So you're saying this,
MC Hammer.
You're saying that making a stuffed animal cartoon version of your spouse's genitalia is not necessarily going to be extremely effective because the abstraction of it is such. Did you think I was drawing your penis?
Didn't you say like a photorealistic?
I didn't say photorealistic.
What did you say though? You used a phrase that made me think something about your specific partner's.
Yeah, it's modeled after your partner's genitalia.
Right.
So you would send a dick pic or a vagina pic to the stuffy creator.
Yeah, this becomes like an HR nightmare. I think that.
Oh, sure.
I think that's sort of standard.
I'm not saying that anyone's going to come out of this clean.
No, that's fair.
I'm not saying this is, you know, they're going to have to, everyone's going to need to be in therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. A bunch of counselors are going to need to come in. And
yeah, it's not going to be good for anyone, but you will have a stuffed animal penis with a tiny top hat the end of the day.
That looks somewhat similar.
Partner's penis.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, I'm not going to argue with it. You know, I think there's a lot of strength to it. I just think that, you know, I love the imagination, honey. That's what I love. I love the kind of the limitless, you know.
I think also on Valentine's Day, you should be forced to fight off a series of other suitors.
Specifically, your partner.
Yes, your partner has to fight off, let's say, 3 to 4 other suitors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have interest in your partner. And this goes both ways, by the way. So it's not like just men, just women.
Maybe like
just
first you know? Half of the day, you're fighting off suitors that are coming after me. Second half, I'm fighting off suitors that are coming after you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
And if you lose, like if I lost fighting off these ladies, they would get a no hassle date with you.
And we're talking physically. We're talking hammer locks. Is it whoever brings the other to the ground first? Is
makes them tap out.
Okay, cool. UFC style.
UFC style.
Or unconsciousness?
Or unconsciousness, sure.
Okay, great. Okay, yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
No, I think this is great. And how does it work, I guess, where you just sort of, I guess you just kind of blast your socials, like, look, taking all comers, this is your one chance.
Well, it's like The Purge, but on Valentine's Day and for the specific, or like how, you know, in John Wick, he's just walking around and all these guys are coming after him. It's kind of like that. I so you're see. Going about your normal day.
Yeah, it's horny John Wick.
It's horny John Wick.
Got it.
So then you'll be walking down the grocery store.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one of the people that wants to be one of my suitors comes after you.
And you're nowhere to be found. So
I'm nowhere to be found.
Luckily, I've been informed that I'm going to there's a the 12 hours of today. There's a potential for me to be attacked at any point.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is the way that we even the scales for the singles.
That's true, because that's nice for them.
That's nice for them, because they don't have to worry about being attacked randomly.
Yeah, this is great, because this takes the kind of, like, the frustrating thing about the pressure of holidays is there's this lie that it's supposed to feel good, so everybody feels guilty that it's actually bad.
Uh-huh.
Whereas this is a really in-your-face, like, this is a bad phenomenon. Like, it's unpleasant, it's dangerous, mm-hmm. it's time-consuming.
Unless you like fighting people, in which case it's great.
But. Yeah, but that, I don't know if anybody likes being attacked under threat of having their partner stolen. There's a very specific few people that want that.
And those people are psyched, though. Can you imagine?
Those people are really hyped.
Wow. They're like, this, finally my day has come.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. I think that in a situation like that, I am capable of murder. And I've said it in public, and there's no taking it back. I think I got a throat punch in me that people aren't going to see coming. I think there's a level of rage.
I will say also, the reward is a single date.
Right. Okay. So it's, so we're not promising.
So you
like,
can murder them if you want, but the reward is a single date with me.
Well, so what if they murder me? All they get is a single date.
That's right.
Now, are we saying, okay, great. So we're saying whatever, a few hours, dinner, maybe a movie.
Yeah.
That's gnarly for you, because then you have to go on a date with a violent person who's just bested me in combat.
Okay, well,
it's okay if that'd be romantic, you know.
No, but you're right. I think the partner does have to consent. So it really is like, it is a high risk to potentially very little reward.
And I think, again, I think it's good for people who enjoy the act of cuckolding, that sort of kink.
Sure.
That's not my thing.
Right.
And you know, we do what you're doing, not yuck people's yums on this show.
We don't.
So we're not going to yuck that. All right, great. Yeah. So we're going to, you know,
no, we don't yuck.
Because when cucks would experience that, they would go yum, yum, yum. They would really yum it.
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum. And I think that'd be nice for them.
That'd be nice for them.
I'm not here to say when they do that to go yuck.
Right.
I'm not here to yuck that.
Okay. So do you like the idea of the Purge Valentine's Day?
Horny John Wick.
Horny John Wick.
I think it's fun. I think it needs... Here's what I think it is. I think it's a TV show. I don't think everyone needs to separate it or celebrate it, but I do think that you do that like American Ninja style. We have like civilians who submit for it. These are very in-shape people. The winner gets a date with the other person, but then they also get, you know, $500,000 or whatever.
Okay, so it's almost like Love Island meets... American Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, totally. Meets the movie
The Purge.
Bloodsport with Jean-Claude Van
Damme. Yeah, right.
Yep.
I mean, this could also be a movie called Valentine's Day,
which
is basically just The Purge, but with kissing.
Yeah, so at the end, some kissing, some light kissing.
Some light kissing.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no, I think that's strong.
Yeah, like very, in the American tradition, extreme horrific violence. No nudity, light kissing.
See, that's why I think reality TV, because you bring this is, it's always needs to be elevated, right? We didn't immediately go to Love is Blind.
Sure.
It wasn't immediately, let's lock these people up and make them experience isolation and feed them booze.
Right.
That came later after a series of like initially somewhat sweet ideas. So this is how I think we get people to see like, no, we're turning on the rage. We're turning on the violence.
Mm-hmm.
And we know this is what you want, you sick little pigs, and we're going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Great.
And I think for the normal person's Valentine's Day, you know what else I think would be nice? I think a service that just lets in 15 doves into your house.
Like someone just releases them?
Yeah, for like the afternoon. Then at the end of the day, they come and collect
them. Oh, they do collect them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They don't just release them and then...
Because I think at first you're like, this is so beautiful.
And but then you have to live with 15 doves.
Not long after, they're like fighting with your cats and they're...
Do they clean up all the dove shit?
I think that's on the person who's celebrating. I think that's on the house.
So an unnamed, unmarked person opens the door.
Yeah.
15 doves.
Yep.
Ha ha!
Yeah. Yeah, and I go, Happy Valentine's Day, honey. This is what I got for you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, I can't do it. Why can't I do it? No, man. Those are terrible impressions of a bird. There it is. You're doing it with your tongue.
That's good. That's good.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, honey.
So 15 doves for 12 hours.
15 doves, 12 hours.
Then it becomes blood sport for the cats.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think we, yeah. Now I'm thinking.
What's going on with us? We just have a blood sport thing happening.
I think we need to arm the
the doves?
Yeah.
Give them tiny guns?
Well, I was thinking a little like talons or something.
Oh, okay.
Like little knives on their feet. It's not fair to just put them in open atmosphere with these cats.
I see what you're going for though, honey, which is to take a symbol of love or peace and then just put it to excess.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me think that instead of the traditional box of chocolates,
mm-hmm.
you get an actual box. Like a box that a piece of furniture would come in.
Cardboard? Or no, like a wooden pallet?
Like a wooden pallet in the shape of a heart.
Ah!
And inside is chocolate. Each chocolate is about the size of a newborn child.
Whoa, fun. I used to love those. When we would occasionally get giant Hershey's Kisses when I was a kid. One time we left and we came back home and it was gone and we couldn't find the dog. And Barkley was underneath the bed and she was just staring at us. Her tail was going... She wasn't moving, but her tail was like, sounded like a deranged woodpecker.
Oh, God. And she didn't die.
She'd eaten the, well, she was a mutt, which means she had like good genes, basically.
Right. She could do whatever. Yeah.
She could do whatever. But yeah, she took down a whole, whatever that was, like 12 ounces of Hershey's.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that's barely chocolate. So.
But then it might've had a little more chocolate in it than now.
Oh yeah. Really. Sure.
But I loved that. I think you're absolutely, I love anything small made large or anything large made small. I really
love it.
I love it. Yeah.
So you'd also do a very, very tiny.
Yes, but I like this idea, and I think, because I do think this is fun with these box of chocolates, right? They have the accompanying like legend graph thing that shows you this one has caramel, this strawberry nougat or whatever. So it's those, but they're huge. So when you bite into it, it's like a softball size of like cherry nougat. You know, and then it's kind of annoying, and then you get to put it in a fridge, you get sick of it, but
do you bring it into your house?
Yeah, your friend's kids come over, they want to have some, but then they get sick. You know? I think all this stuff, and doves included, I think the thing about the doves is that when the doves leave, you're like, oh, I really like my normal life. I think there's a sense of gratitude.
So we're making you feel sick on Valentine's Day so that you have gratitude for your day-to-day life. I feel like I'm just sort of rebranding this for the singles, maybe.
Yeah, which I appreciate that level
like, let's
of
just make it a,
compassion. Where
let's
we kinda
make it a nightmare.
We torture the people in the...
In love.
Yeah, the people in the relationships.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, you know me, honey. I kind of have a challenging time with romance. And then every once in a while, a poem will just like fall out of me.
Yes.
So it's hard for me. What I have to do is like sort of do... When a romantic thing occurs to me, kind of save it up. Try to do it at the appropriate time, you know? Mm-hmm.
Wait, do you get random bursts of romance that you feel like would be inappropriate to show?
I think I have trouble with the vulnerability of romance.
Oh.
I think that's what it is. I think my scared little heart is afraid to show itself at that level. I still do it sometimes.
Right.
I make an effort to do it because I know that it's important.
Yeah.
But I think that's what it's about. I think it's male fear.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So is Valentine's Day just...
You know what it's kind of... Okay.
The concentration of like male... Like is Valentine's Day just a way... Just, you have one designated day for men to be able to put away the fear that they feel on a constant basis about vulnerability?
Maybe. And to help the women who have to deal with these men, who don't even know that they're afraid, to at least give them one day where they get a goddamn heart for once. Or a some flowers. You know what I mean? Because I really do feel...
That's very sad.
I know. I think the thing about patriarchy is it cuts off this feminine aspect of men. So we think we don't have it because we're under threat of violence if we express it.
Ugh.
You know? So, and then everybody pays the price for this. So actually, I think that in some ways, now I'm coming around to the idea that actually Valentine's Day is kind of nice because it does sort of force you into this thing of like, you got to do something.
Do you think it would help with the way that you feel about romance if I gave you a stuffed animal replicated off of my own vagina?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'd sleep with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't mean fuck it. I mean like have it next to my head or something while I slumber. Because it's not functional, I'm assuming. It's not
No.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, look, any pillow, if you try hard enough.
That's true. Any port in a storm, any pillow.
Any port in a storm.
Any pillow's fuckable. Say you're out of town for a few months.
Rebrand. Any pillow is fuckable. Hey, Danny, should we go to Danny's Corner?
Wait, real quick before we do, can we look at this YouTube and see if it brings up that, did you find the hammer dance?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest. The minute Ashley started talking about penises with eyes on, my brain ADHD'd.
Okay.
So I was busy drawing a penis with eyes on.
Oh, when, yeah. Well, you're an artist. Okay,
wait, please show.
Yeah, can you show us that?
Oh, that's crazy. I never even thought about making the balls the eyes.
It looks
and making
like
the pubes the eyelashes.
It looks like Gonzo.
There you go. Kind
of. It does look like
yeah.
Gonzo.
Yeah.
Looks but like yeah. It's also so I'm not sure what you wanted like. With that video, but I found your video.
Interesting ink work, too. It feels like very kind of R. Crumb or something. There's sort of a classic
yes.
cartoon.
Yeah.
I like the ink, the hand delicacy. Okay.
What do you call him?
Yeah, what's his
name?
What are their names?
What's their name?
What? Richard.
Richard. I like it. Richard K. Sack. should we click this YouTube link that you sent, or is that...
What was it you were looking for, the music video? Because that's all that is.
All right, let's see. Well, I was asking... Oh, yeah, see this? Okay, it's somewhere in this, but this is a 3-minute music video. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
It's some like 10 seconds in this music video where he's like, oh, the intro is very long. Yeah, see, this is where he, because Hammer was so clean for a long time, I think at this point he was kind of trying to, like, diversify his image.
Oh, he is wearing quite a thong.
Oh, it's a zebra thong.
It's a zebra thong.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so there's a lot of butts.
Wow, it's really cupping the dick.
Yeah, it's really, isn't it really pushing the dick front and center?
It's really, oh, he changed. He was in a zebra thong. Now he's in kind of a, like, a dotted, like a polka dot one.
Is that the kind of leopard print one?
It's white and black.
Okay. Oh wait, that's what I was thinking.
It's a different one. It's different. Yeah.
But that was the memeified one right there, where he's like kind of freaking with the, and you can see it's really boom, boom. He's really
wow.
pushing his penis
and a bump.
His penis and sack out.
Yeah, you can really see his penis and his sack.
Yeah. Yep. And that was Hammer.
Wow.
Please, Hammer, don't hurt him.
You know what?
Hmm.
I love it.
Do you?
I feel like
what's not to love?
We always see in rap. Music videos.
Yeah.
Lots of boobs and lots of butts from the ladies.
It often is the case, yes.
Who, what man
yeah.
has enough confidence?
Right, courage.
And courage.
Yeah.
To wear a thong and really show off the sack.
Totally. Almost no one. Yeah, women are always, that's true. Women are sort of, they're objectified as like adornments.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of like, look at how powerful this man is. He can get all these beautiful women. And Hammer stepped out and said,
I'm among you. I am just one of many.
I too am freaky as hell.
Yeah.
And I'm not afraid to show it.
Yeah. He went, I'm one freak in a sea of other freaks.
Yeah. Pumps and a bump.
Pumps and a bump.
So many people are so often relegated to a single or even two pumps, but there's, for him, there's also a bump. All right.
Danny, what you got for us today?
I hated it.
Items today. But if this podcast only comes out with two items, you know that I've gone too far. because the third item, I found it on like a monetized video on YouTube, but it's a step too far. So let's start off easy.
Okay.
This is probably what my husband wishes I could have. It's a shock clock. Silent alarm?
Hmm.
Decline
that literally As far as I can see, it electrocutes you to wake you up. Yeah.
To wake you up. Ideal for heavy sleepers. Couple's favorite. Oh my God.
Couple's favorite. So, well, I mean, for kink, I suppose.
Right. Yeah. So, but it's suggesting that you as the heavy sleeper wears this and then your partner, when you don't wake up, hits the button and shocks you.
Like you're a dog?
A sleepy
dog. I think you just set the alarm, like instead of an audible alarm, you get shocked for your alarm. Because I have to have like 6 alarms to wake up.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a really heavy sleeper.
So now but it takes you a while to get to sleep, right?
Yeah.
Start the day with a jolt of energy and they're holding carrot juice and wearing this. This is crazy.
Yeah, this is the most like BDSM pretending to be normal thing I've ever
seen. They have all these people doing yoga and stuff. Nah, dog, this is just for pumps and a bump.
Yeah, this is just you and your freaky pals in the dungeon. That's
people don't like it.
They don't?
3.5 stars.
That's not great.
Let's see what we got. It is so very good. Thank you very much. Regards, Gary. It is so very good.
Regards, Gary.
Gary is not using this to wake up. Gary's using this to get down.
It's also, okay, that's either a bot or a non-native English speaker.
It is very good.
It's either a bot or Gary is deeply Russian.
Awful from the start.
I wish that had more details.
Says D. Rose.
Awful from the start, meaning like when you ordered it?
Well, it wasn't delivered on time.
Okay, fair.
But
then when it was delivered, it was still awful.
It was still awful from the start.
Yeah. Okay, I wonder how so. I wonder if for him there wasn't enough electric voltage or...
S. Jones says, bunch of thieves.
Damn.
It is quite expensive.
It's quite expensive. It's...
£168.
So that's like $200?
I feel like you just get a couple of loose wires, you know?
And just put them on a car battery?
Put them on a car battery. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Danny, as an American, I need you to translate this amount of money into how many Big Macs it would be.
I think it's... I don't know how many Big Macs, but I think it's roughly $200.
Okay.
Wow. That is a lot of money for electrocuted.
It is, but I feel like it should be if it was used for what it's clearly designed for, which is to be sexually gratifying for sub and dom play.
Do you think that...
So you're rebranding it to a... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
So you're rebranding it to a BDSM sex toy is what
I don't
doing.
Know that that's a rebrand. I think that's just an acknowledgement of what it is actually used for.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm wondering if you would put it on the pee-pee.
Ooh.
Like a cock ring, honey?
Yeah. Well, shock on the cock.
I don't know. Will it get smaller?
That's got to already exist.
Because it's made for the neck.
No, it's made for the wrist.
No, it's so your wrist.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. Okay, I thought it
you
was...
You thought it was going to be on the neck?
I thought it was around the throat, and I don't know why I assumed that. Okay, that makes this make more sense. I don't know why I assumed it was much larger and for the neck. That makes me insane, actually. That reflects much more on me than this box. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a lot of... I got some follow-ups.
I have a real darkness. I want a human slave. That's what
What do you got next, Danny?
Okay, so one thing that you can get your partner for Valentine's Day is art. Mm. So I have some very special art for you.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if that's going to link to the exact product.
I hear your voice wavering.
Yeah.
And what I'm presuming is fear.
If you want to see your own...
Your own...
Wait. Is this...
You're going to have to explain this to me.
Is it mold?
So it's very personal art, as in you can take like a swab from your face or from like your cheek and you put it on a petri dish.
I see. And
they create it into art.
It grows molecularly into this kind of colorful and also somewhat disgusting bacteria painting.
And she calls it Bloom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you send her some of your DNA and then she does a bunch of shit on this petri dish.
Mm-hmm.
We're making your bio portrait.
Mm-hmm.
She makes it into earrings or framed 3D pieces of art.
Yeah. I think this is either a beautiful celebration of God's creation or the most disgusting fuck thing I've ever seen in my life.
I think this is gonna be what starts
COVID 3.
Someone's gonna.
We're going right past two.
Oh no! Yeah, we're jumping past two.
Yeah, and it's, but you sent it through the mail too.
You sent it through the mail, so it gets COVID 2 on the way to this artist, and then as she's making it,
right,
she creates COVID 3.
Yep.
Sends it back to you by the time you get it, COVID 4.
And she's weird enough to probably have a bunch of like weird exotic animals in her house. Yeah. So we're that's got like monkeys are messing with it and like you know, tiger cubs.
Probably COVID 5 at that point.
Yeah, that's COVID 11.
Right. That's COVID 11 right there. That's what that's going to be. So I guess as a rebrand, a weapon of war?
Yeah, totally. Mm. That totally defies the Geneva Conference's laws about humane warfare.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I think that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, basically a way of decimating a population.
Yeah. She's creating a new supervirus.
Yeah, she's creating,
A beautiful supervirus.
A beautiful supervirus.
Yeah, and
as long as it's pretty, that's all that matters.
What was that?
I said, as long as it's pretty, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, that's right. And how much are these?
I don't know.
Okay, great. Cool. Well, yeah, I think it's a super virus. I think this person is attractive, and sometimes attractive people get away with more than they should.
Sometimes attractive people don't know where to stop.
Yeah, because so many people have just like gazed at them longingly and nodded to everything they've said.
And they're like, this is endorsement.
Yeah, they're like, should I make a bio virus art? And people are like, would you date me? Yeah.
So,
cool. 338,000 likes. Okay, cool.
Great.
That's how you do
Perfect.
It.
Yep. I love it.
All right, great.
All right.
Cool. All right.
What's the last one?
Ooh, strap in, folks.
Okay, this might be the very worst thing that I've ever found.
That's psychotic. That's true.
At
some point, I'm just waiting for it to be like an actual corpse or something.
Yeah, no, exactly. So I know you guys like clicking around on websites sometimes. I beg you, don't.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Because it gets so much worse. Oh.
Humptoys.com.
Mm-hmm.
Realistic dog sex toy for male dogs.
Yeah.
It won't load. I think this is God trying to tell us that we shouldn't see this because it has not loaded yet.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. I think my imagination may be worse, but I feel lucky that my faith in the government is so low. We should be on a list for just clicking that, but I don't think we are.
No, we'll probably be on a list to be promoted to State Department.
Yeah, they're going to be like, dog fucker, get this guy to be the Department of Health.
It's like
guy likes watching dog fuck. You better make him the Minister of Education.
The literal only way I can figure out how to explain them is like they are literally cuddle clones, but
for dogs to fuck?
Yeah, pretty much.
So wait, do they have like animal junk for the dog to like go get busy on? Or is it it's like a dog.
Oh, honey. It worked.
Isn't so bad.
It's bad. It's
bad.
Oh,
but
wait, no,
you're
right. They show the hole.
They show the hole.
I didn't see the hole at first. I just saw a dog dressed up funny and another dog. It's $130. All right, well, get it for Cody.
No.
So it is. I'm so sorry to report, dear listeners. For some reason, it's flesh-colored.
Yeah, it's a fleshlight for dogs.
It's exactly a fleshlight for dogs. It's this like tiny white plush dog that has a little flower on her ear and a little dress, and she's got a vagina, a fleshlight vagina.
This is why I thank God every day that I do believe our dog is asexual. I feel so fortunate that our dog has displayed almost no sexual tendencies.
And the really fucked up thing about this is that in the image on the website, there is a real dog mounting this fake dog, and they have photoshopped it so there are hearts in its eyes and drool coming down its mouth. And then there is for some reason, a talk bubble coming out of its ass.
Yeah, why is the talk bubble pointed at his lower butt?
And it says, enjoying to the max.
As though it's the part that is fucking that is saying that.
I have to look at these other
No,
photos.
Honey, she asked you not to.
No, the photos.
No, you can click at the other photos. Just don't go clicking at other items on the website.
Okay.
Trust me.
Stable standing. So, oh my God, there are little suctions on the bottom of the feet so that it doesn't move when your dog's fucking it.
And I gotta be honest, this dog looks into it.
He looks super into it. He's psyched.
Oh,
the butt, the fleshlight part is real big.
Real big.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it is the size of a baseball.
I hate that animals have genitals. I wish, I don't know why we can't figure out a way to breathe them out of that situation.
Honey, no.
I just hate dog dicks, and I love my dog.
This picture of this dog fucking this other dog, they added like the cute little kawaii like blush emoji.
Oh, I got an anime.
It's like,
bud. Yep.
All right, let's see. They really want to show us the picture. Every single image has a close-up of the fleshlight part. I'm not sure why. Mm-hmm. Every single one.
I believe you. I don't need it to be an exaggerated, oversized photo of it. Pro to fighting after heat. What is this?
Okay. Oh, they look so happy.
Yeah,
you gotta
the dogs are.
Wait, why is this one butt to butt?
This one's...
Why are they ass to ass like in Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah, this one's doing...
Don't yuck yums, Ashley.
Climax of Requiem for the Dream.
Why are they ass to ass?
We don't yuck yums.
You're right. We don't yuck yums.
Even dog yums.
Oh, can we add lubricant.
Can we yuck?
You have to add lubricant.
There's dog lube. Look, if my dog can't just cram it in there, I'm not going to lube it up for him. That's
easy, honey. Easy to assemble and disassemble.
You have to assemble it? Why doesn't it come on the thing?
Easy to clean and maintain shape. We would have to clean it. We would have to remove it from the fake stuffed animal and
clean it. To get all the dog cum out of it. You know, dog cum.
This is my favorite thing you've ever sent us, Danny.
I was like, this is either way too far.
We'll show you what the large dog is. Or is small, medium, large in reference to the dog or the vagina?
I can't tell why this website is behaving so poorly. I don't know if it's because the universe is trying to get us to stop looking at it.
It's because we're on the dark web. That's right.
If there are so many people trying to look at this website right now.
It's shutting down.
That the server is collapsing on itself.
I found it like on a really popular YouTube channel. Like that's the thing as well. Like so they would like testing weird torture products.
There probably are people because again, if my dog was like hump crazy, I would be really willing to do a lot of different shit to try to make it.
Yeah, see, sure. I'm not a dog person. Is this normal? Like I don't own dogs.
No, I've never had a dog. That's another reason I always wanted lady dogs because I've only had lady dogs because they don't pull that shit. And whereas male dogs are more likely to, but luckily again, our sweet boy.
He's
uninterested.
We've got to look at the reviews. There is a featured review pinned, verified, where they have an image of their actual dog mounting this fake dog. And it says, perfect.
One word title, exclamation point, perfect.
They do have a cat version as well.
Apex perfection.
It feels like a thoughtful companion toy that supports both physical and mental well-being.
Well, this says, my dog has been a little restless lately and keeps touching my legs. Okay, and then your immediate thing was like, I need to get him something to fuck? This person did not wait long enough. I think the dog was like just saying hi.
Yeah, maybe just wanted to get pet. Maybe wanted to cuddle.
But other people are like, gets anxious and overly excited at certain times. This toy has made a noticeable difference. All right, that's fair. I mean, yeah.
I didn't expect this to work as well as it did. I'm sure you didn't.
My dog pounded the shit out of this thing, and I couldn't have been more excited about
it. Ooh, I hate this review. A satisfying purchase.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
The appearance of this dog's sex toy is realistic. With a little guidance from me, my dog learned how to use it quickly.
This person does not have a dog. This person is fucking sick.
Yeah. This person's fucking this fake dog. Mariah? That's not your fucking name.
No way.
No way.
Is a woman named Mariah aiding her dog with lube and cleaning to fuck a stuffed animal. No way. Any Mariah that has a dog like this, they have the dog as like an accessory.
Oh my God.
This is buku nuts.
This is a 10 out of 10, no rebranding.
This is boofu bananas.
This is exactly as it should be. This is the world in its correct alignment.
Yeah,
hump toys.
A sentence that I never thought I'd say. Why is lubricant $15 for this thing?
Well, it's got to be
like that's expensive.
Look, I know you told me. Look, honey, shut your eyes.
I have to. You can click around on the other products. That's fine, but you might regret your life choices.
Realistic cat mating toy. These cats. Okay, there's ones for cats. God, they really do like
cat masturbator.
There you go.
Cat masturbator.
That grosses.
I'm sorry.
That grosses me out less. Go ahead.
Why is the realistic corgi dog sex doll for male dolls sold out?
That's the horniest breed. Everybody knows that. Those little legs.
I'm skeptical that there are that many corgis in need of releasing.
Okay, I see. You think this is the corgi fetish community. Look, you've done this to us, Danny. Keeps cats quiet is what it says about the
I warned you.
Wow.
The cat dildo, which just has a picture of a cat looking longingly at the dildo, which is pretty funny.
5-speed vibrator for heat relief and stress reduction for female dogs. And the female dog that they chose has
long gray hair.
Jennifer Aniston hair. Has bangs that go down and cover one eye.
But it's layered
and kind of lightly curled.
She's modern, sophisticated. She has a sexuality. She's not afraid to explore
it. It's true.
And that vibrator looks better than some human vibrators.
Absolutely does.
You know what
actually,
I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, it's tasteful. It's subtle. It looks like it has a whole series of
subtle
settings. But I mean, like, you could put that in your drawer. It's not like a huge veiny dick or something.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's like, mm-hmm. you know, it looks like it could be a weird pen or something. Not exactly, but.
But it's like with that picture, if you hover over it and see the second picture.
Dude!
When you hover over it, the second picture is a dog leaning over with its ass exposed and the vibrator threatening to go in. That's the second picture.
The dog is full on spread eagle. We just looked at dog porn. There needs to be a new, different word hot that means more than explicit to tag this episode with.
And it's still got a twinkle in its eye.
What the dog does?
Like a cartoon twinkle.
Again. That one was too far. You were right, Danny. You warned me and I didn't listen. You warned me.
I warned you. I take no responsibility.
No,
this
you're
is
right.
All
you
your
did.
Fault.
You warned me and I didn't listen.
That mm-hmm. is without a doubt for like people that are very adjacent to like the world of Epstein that have had like that are so far into their own disgusting, depraved sexuality that they need nightmare things to work with that no one could ever imagine, like little stuffed dogs you could actually fuck.
And with that, that has been our rebrand of Valentine's Day.
Enjoy the romance, you guys.
Enjoy the romance.
The things we do for comedy. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, where can the people find you?
People can find me on Instagram at Danny Lee R, or check out my Etsy for funny little products over there. I just like making bookmarks.
Nice.
You can find us at Rebrand the Pod on Instagram and go on our Patreon, Rebrand the Podcast on Patreon. We got all kinds of fun stuff like video episodes you haven't seen. We release episodes early sometimes. You get access to the Discord, hang out there, get to go with hangouts with me and Ashley sometimes and do play Jackbox games with Danny, stuff like that. I crushed the last one. That doesn't always happen. Jackbox is a little bit of roll of the dice, but
sure.
I did slaughter everybody in there. I'm coming in hot and I'm bragging. So somebody get in here and take me down. I need to be humbled.
And thanks for listening. And sorry that we told you that Hump Toys exists.
Yeah, don't listen to this episode.
Don't listen to this episode and don't go to the website. And don't buy anything and don't tell us if you buy something.
Also, totally unrelated to all of this, I have a stand-up special that's coming out February 22nd.
Woo, 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 woo.
Called There's Beauty in It All, that is very, I would say, ambitious, emotive, and hilarious.
Watch it!
I'm very proud of it. And I'm releasing a book on Substack called Treehouse. So just look up Morton Edmund Burke on Substack and you will find it. I'm posting chapters weekly.
We love you!
Bye.
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 Waluigi, good news! We got you an audition for a new Matt Damon thriller!
Bye.